Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, March 9th. I've got a little bit of a different setup today. I'm in my closet. I got COVID last week, and I'm feeling fine, but I can't be around too many people, and so here we go. If you hear some lawn equipment or my robot vacuum, just ignore it. I'm so thankful for technology that we can record anywhere, pretty much. And I'm thankful for God's Word that if my voice fails, His Word does not. We've got some really good passages today. In Romans chapter 12, we'll be reading verses 1 through 8. And this is kind of a shift in the letter to the Romans. It starts with the word therefore, so it's looking back at all the different things we've learned about the gospel, the good news that our righteousness comes through Jesus Christ and by faith. And now it's like, what are we going to do with all this information? What are the practical implications of our faith? So we're going to be reading verses 1 through 8. And I want you to think about two things while I'm reading. First, what does it mean practically to be a living sacrifice? And then, what about the body, this image of us all being different body parts working together for the kingdom? Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you. For just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Before we move on, I want to discuss just a little bit what it means to be a living sacrifice. Well, it says here, holy and pleasing to God. But how do we get there? Well, we know that we are covered in Christ's righteousness, but we're also trying to be sanctified and become who we are. In the Old Testament, an animal was sacrificed as a ritual cleansing act of the people. And the animal had to be pure and holy, so to speak. And we are now the sacrifice, the living sacrifice that we're supposed to give all of who we are to the Lord. Verse 2 tells us how we do this, not by conforming to the patterns of this world, but being transformed by the renewal of our minds. I believe that this has several aspects, probably more than I can think of. One is continually coming back to God's Word to ask God, what are you like? What do you desire of us? It also includes praying, getting encouragement from the body of believers. And as one faithful saint reminded me last week, I think it includes frequent recall of God's faithfulness in our lives. So when we're tempted to go down a mind train of something negative, flipping the switch and thinking, how has God been faithful to me? And then there's this body metaphor in the next section. Lots of different parts of the body, but they're all working together. Some gifts are listed. And what I thought about when I read these gifts is many times these are gifts, yes, that you have extraordinary abilities in them, but they're also just areas of faithfulness that God calls each of us to. Prophesy, we're called, all of us, to speak a good word in Jesus' name, to serve, to teach, to encourage, to give, to lead, and to show mercy. Okay, let's move on over to the Psalms. Today we're in Psalm 58, and I'll be reading the entire psalm. This is an imprecatory psalm. Say that with me, imprecatory. It means a psalm where the psalmist is coming to the Lord because he wants to see God judge the wicked. Oftentimes when I read these psalms, I feel a little uncomfortable. The psalmist is asking God to do some pretty drastic things to bring about justice. I'm reminded that we are called to bring our outrage about injustice to God and to remember that God is the one who judges. And he calls us, yes, to be people who bring justice in this world, but also in situations where we cannot be the just ruler. We are called to bring our frustrations to him. Do you rulers indeed speak justly? Do you judge people with equity? No, in your heart you devise injustice, and your hands mete out violence on the earth. Even from birth the wicked go astray. From the womb they are wayward, spreading lies. Their venom is like the venom of a snake, like that of a cobra that has stopped its ears, that will not heed the tune of the charmer, however skillful the enchanter may be. Break the teeth in their mouths, O God. Lord, tear out the fangs of those lions. Let them vanish like water that flows away. When they draw the bow, let their arrows fall short. May they be like a slug that melts away as it moves along, like a stillborn child that never sees the sun. Before your pots can feel the heat of the thorns, whether they be green or dry, the wicked will be swept away. The righteous will be glad when they are avenged, when they dip their feet in the blood of the wicked. Then people will say, surely the righteous still are rewarded. Surely there is a God who judges the earth. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Wayne and Sharon and Amy and I are at a conference this week, and we are learning more about the Ascent Fellowship. But I wanted to make one note for you. Mark Rector, who is our associate minister, will be preaching at the Church of the Advent this Wednesday at noon, and that's followed by a lunch. If you're available to go and support Mark Rector, I would highly encourage it. Mark, we are thinking about you and praying for you as you share God's Word with God's people. Will you pray with me? Father, in view of your mercy, help us to be a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to you. Help us be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Help us to know your will. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Lord, we all have different gifts, and we pray that you would give us the courage to use our different gifts so that we together as a body may bring you glory. We remember that your word says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. In the injustice that we see in the world, Lord, we bring it to you. We ask for your hand to work in ways, in supernatural ways that we couldn't. And we pray for boldness to be about justice and mercy. Lord, we pray for Mark as he prepares to preach on Wednesday. We pray, thanking you that your word goes forth in power. Bless and keep my brothers and sisters today, wherever they are, and help them to be a blessing to others. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.